have a little present for our listeners today. We've done you a service by taking a photo of the most beautiful sunrise ever. Thank you, Mark, for noticing.
Oh, man, I went and got all the people from the bank to look, too. Some kind of God business.
Very beautiful, very beautiful. And actually, the picture that I'm about to post, which will be our present today, does not do the sunrise justice.
No, you don't have enough pixels.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen a picture of a sunrise that is anything other than a drop in the bucket compared to taking it all in yourself.
Because the enormous, you know, field of vision, the entire from horizon to horizon, and going from that explosion of magenta and orange and yellows and golds all the way back to dark navy blue.
Very beautiful. So quick, take a peek. Take a peek to the east.
They don't last long, folks.
And watch that sunrise. This picture does not do today's beautiful sunrise justice. Does that sentence make sense?
Of course it does.
All right. Just making sure. Sometimes you post things rather quickly on Facebook, and then you sound like a total dodo brain when people take a look at it. You know what I mean?
Well, yes.
More often than not. Because I'm usually in a hurry.
You know, everybody thinks their children besmirched with food is beautiful, but it makes me a little nauseous.
It's Friday. Welcome, folks, to a Normal or Nuts edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Mark, the Freedom Poet. And Mark and I get a chance to compare notes in this first hour every day and chit-chat about the news of the day and get things set up for What's on Your Mind as we continue throughout the morning. And, of course, the Common Sense Club later this afternoon from 2 until 5. Today on the program. Friday is normally Tie Day Friday around here as well, and Mark is the only guy who remembered to wear a tie. Aaron Breen, who originated the idea of Tie Day Friday, is in an orange t-shirt. I don't know what the heck got into him.
I think he just gave up because we hadn't been too compliant with his Tie Day Friday idea.
Was that it? Had you given up altogether?
I didn't give up. I just let it rest for a day.
I see. Okay. You wanted to pause over the holidays here.
Yep.
I see. And I did wear a sport coat.
Well, you did. You do look very nice.
But I didn't wear a tie. So my apologies.
I have an elephant tie on because I want to be a rich Republican someday.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I hope I can make it. I'm what you might call a very modest Republican now.
You're rich in many other ways.
Thank you.
Yes, and I think that's the most important thing. Because last time I checked, you can't take it with you.
Sunrises. Well, you know, that's riches. I felt like I don't care if you're a billionaire. If you don't notice that some billionaires are so busy with their eyes to the grindstone, they miss it. They miss the bird singing, all of that.
Precisely. And think of all the pressure that comes with all that money.
I know it.
Who wants it?
I do.
You want to win the lotto?
It'd be hard because I'm not buying a lot of tickets these days. Only when you ask me to as a condition of employment.
I did never do that, did I?
Well, you know, you wanted me to please my boss, and so I did, and I prayed about it, and God said no.
You're funny. All right, did you know you can buy fireworks this week now?
I'm so happy, and Generous Jerry said it's hard to light the field on fire.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that sort of is, I know some people are a little upset about this, saying, what in the world, why can you buy fireworks now? Well, you know, I mean, the safety concern of fireworks mainly would be a summertime thing, right? I mean,
but also half the world celebrates, that's why they had fireworks in the first place. The main use thereof in China is New Year's.
There you go.
Although they have a different New Year's than us a lot of times.
So anyway, that's kind of a neat deal. Maybe we should give Jerry a call, find out where we can buy fireworks.
I know, 5 miles due west on Highway 2 of I-29.
Always, yeah. In other words, it'd be between the airport and I-29.
He's going to be open on the right side there going west from 10 to starting yesterday. They're open, I think, 10 to 8 or something like that.
We'll give him a call here in a little bit, get an update for you. But any other locations? They normally have so many locations.
Their massive warehouse. They got 5 new container loads, new stuff. He's always got the best prices and the greatest selection. The generous one.
Exactly. Anyway, is that normal or is that nuts? That's one question for you.
It makes me happy.
New Year's week fireworks, normal or nuts? You tell us. This weather is a little nuts, but in a good way.
Until tomorrow. And have you seen beside your left hand the advisory of radical coldness?
I did. It's just bizarre how we sort of go back and forth here, isn't it? Forecast in the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, mostly sunny, high near 36 today, southwest wind 9 to 13. And tonight, cloudy, low around 14, west wind at 5 to 8. Tomorrow, snow likely, blowing snow afternoon, cloudy, temps falling to around 5, by 5, and then wind chills down there around 20 below. Winds will kick up at about 40 miles an hour. So,
and then it gets radical by Sunday.
Out in the oil patch, sunny today, high near 39. Can you believe that?
Wow.
End of December here, we're 39 degrees. West wind at 9 to 17. Gust as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, about 12. Then tomorrow, again, the snow. Patchy blowing snow before noon. Snow with patchy blowing snow afternoon. Temps falling to around 10 below by tomorrow night. So we're going to have a 50-degree swing from today and 5 p.m. tonight.
That gives me the willies.
Windchill values 35 below. Blustery with a north wind at 15 to 20. Gusts as high as 32, 80% chance of precip in the patch. New snow accumulations of 1 to 2 inches possible tomorrow.
But some of them will have to fill up the spots of the other 1 to 2 inches that melted.
I want to know if you think New Year's Eve fireworks is normal or nuts. 855-200-1776. Question number one on our normal or nuts survey today.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve fireworks, normal or nuts? All right?
Mm-hmm. You have a pen in your hand. You're looking very officious.
Have you heard about this UPS little flap?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it was a pleasant problem in that they didn't anticipate how much demand there would be, right? So Amazon has this special offer, and so many more people purchased items on Amazon, shipped them through UPS, that it just flooded the system, and people who ordered things before Christmas, wanted them before Christmas, didn't get them until yesterday.
The price of prosperity is to miss a deadline or two.
Yes. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? In other words, maybe that suggests we'd be better off buying things from our local stores where we can walk in, see the item, take it, wrap it, put it under the tree, and not wait for it to be delivered.
And you know, the money washes through the system locally, through those employees, through their expenditures in this town. It aids and abets our tax structure.
Yes, exactly. I'm more of a local bricks and mortar kind of guy.
I am too.
I'd rather just walk in, know the person. I could take it back if I don't like it, you know, that way. But on the other hand, I marvel at the fact that I can get on my computer, you know, on about the 23rd of December and say, you know, I haven't got anything from Mark yet, and I really like that item, and push click, and the thing is there.
It didn't come.
Like 24, 48 hours later. It didn't this time. It didn't this time, but it does most times.
Oh, it usually does. I get hundreds of gifts a week, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think?
Well, I like those chartreuse socks.
By the way, your gift is right there. It did come. But I bought it at Hobby Lobby.
The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Is that for me?
That's for you.
Wow. And you know what happened to me? Remember I gave you that thing, that quote from Abraham Lincoln?
Best ever.
Somebody gave me that exact quote back for Christmas.
Is that right?
My sister, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I love that.
I was missing it because I had a peg on my wall, you know.
Now you've got another one.
No, yeah. That was driven to my knees saying, this is great, Scott. I love it. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Exodus 14:14.
My greatest challenge in life, to be still.
Yeah.
Let him.
You're very kinetic.
You know? And I think that's good advice for us talk show hosts, too, because there's a tendency when someone calls to disagree with you and maybe get a little cranky to want to just fight back, right? And engage, if you will. And I know part of that is good radio, okay? On the other hand, we're ill-equipped to do battle, so I think you're better in calmness. So anyway.
You know, that's something I've learned from you. I've gotten better at taking those slings and arrows. When I was the first couple of months, I'd get pretty defensive, but now when it comes, I take a deep breath, count to 10, like Jefferson says.
Craig in Moorhead wants to weigh in on this UPS situation. Craig?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
You know, over the years, I've had issues with UPS from Christmas to Christmas. Never once have I seen a big story about how they screwed up until they have to do something to deviate us from Obamacare's mess. It's like, here's a private sector that can't get anything right either. It's almost like the conspiracy with the media.
Yeah, there's actually a few stories out there suggesting, see, the post office is better than the than UPS, which is like, you got to be kidding me. You know, I mean, I think that's, you know.
There's a fairly interesting difference. UPS business is way up, and it's profitable, and the post office is way down and unprofitable.
So you see this as an attack on the private sector, Craig? Is that what's going on?
To take away, see, even if they can't get it right, it's to take away from the mess that is Obamacare.
Oh. Greatest mess in our lifetime. There's never been a bill so perverse.
Another diversion. Got it, Craig. Good point, as always. Thank you.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, StopSmellNow.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman,
we could all do well. Be a jolly, happy soul, couldn't we?
That was a guy with a nose, wasn't it, Mr. Schnoz?
Yeah. Who?
Frosty Durant.
Jimmy Durantic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Frosty the Snowman.
He's good. Bob in Grafton, you're up on What's on Your Mind at 855-200-1776. Hello, sir.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to weigh in. I got a couple things. I just wanted to weigh in and say I think fireworks on New Year's Eve should absolutely be normal. I'm ex-military. I love blowing stuff up and, like, fireworks. So any chance we get to light fireworks, I'm all for it. And
therapeutic.
It is therapeutic. And the other thing is that it is a beautiful sunrise this morning. I'm down here in Fargo right now, but I wanted to point out, look outside there, look to the east, and look at those jet trails that are up in the sky, how one of them curves around and does the U-turn, and then there's another one that goes straight across the sky from the east to the west, and they're spraying again, because these jet trails, these are chemtrails. They're not jet trails, and they're not dissipating, and they're expanding. I've been watching these things all morning on my way down here. So, check that out.
I like those. I like those freedom trails in the air. You call them a freedom trail?
No, look. There's one jet right now flying from west to east. This jet trail disappears shortly after the plane. There's another plane flying from east to west, and his jet trail goes from horizon to horizon, and it's widening out. And there's another one that does a complete U-turn over here in the west. Check it out, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
All right, we'll do it, Bob. Thank you for the call. And Bob says, New Year's fireworks is perfectly normal, and we thought we'd give the generous one. I don't know about you, but I think fireworks, I think generous Jerry.
Absolutely. He's the man. He's been doing it for 40-some years or something.
And Jerry Breyer is on the line right now to tell us a little bit about where you can buy your fireworks. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Scott. How are you doing?
We're doing well today. And now this New Year's Christmas a week fireworks purchase is new, right? This is a new thing the legislature did, or what?
Yes, last spring the legislature passed the ruling that we could sell fireworks from the 26th of December through the 1st of January, and that is new, yes. We had it one time before in 1999. We had the end of the year to bring in the year 2000. So, yeah, it's we have been able to sell fireworks to out-of-state people, but this is the first or second time now that we can sell to North Dakota residents during the end-of-the-year sales.
So
we can help you bring the new year in with a big bang.
It's fabulous. And there's a little bit of history there, right? I mean, that the fireworks and New Year's Eve is something that they go way back, right?
Well, right. In a lot of areas, you know, they have these commercial displays for the end of the year, but this, again, is the second time only for consumer fireworks, so the children can go out and, you know, and have fun. You have to be, of course, older than 12 to buy fireworks, but anyhow, kids have a lot of fun with fireworks, so it adds to the festivity at this time of the year.
And I like sticking a big bomber in some snow and watch that explode. That's fun, Jerry. This is Mark here.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
So Jerry, are you expecting some different types of sales as opposed to the 4th of July fireworks displays that you'll get over the New Year's display?
Well, of course, a lot of sales at this time of the year depend on the weather. You know, when it gets severely cold, of course, it's very difficult for people to be outside. But I'm like today, just be a gorgeous day. And, of course, what happens when you shoot fireworks off in cold weather, it seems like the heavier the atmosphere, the colors are more impressive. So it is, it's a good time to be lighting fireworks off.
All right. So tell us, Jerry, where folks can buy fireworks until January 1st. Which generous Jerry stands will be open?
Yeah, we're just open on the one here in Grand Forks on the west location. We're 5 miles west of Interstate 29 on U.S. Highway 2. We're a mile west of the Grand Forks Airport. So we've got, this is our biggest location, it's our headquarter location, and we've got about 28,000 feet of warehousing in that location.
Have you ever seen that, Scott?
I have. I've been to that location, absolutely. It's where I was, I stocked up last year, for the 4th of July holiday. So I just wanted folks to know where they can go. And by the way, Blair Thorson, we could thank Blair. State representative from Fargo, who sponsored the HB 1259, which made fireworks legal for sale at New Year's.
One person can make a difference, folks. Blair, way to go.
Way to go, Blair. And he reminded me that they did it in 99. Hay celebration is a one-year thing. So that was the other one Jerry was talking about. But now it's every New Year's. So I think it makes perfect sense for sure. By the way, Jerry, Steve did the show yesterday, the entire What's on Your Mind show in the miracle chair.
I need one of those chairs, Jerry. I got to have one of those chairs.
That is an amazing chair. I had my daughter-in-law, she took a demo in that chair yesterday, and she right away was talking to her husband, "We got to get one of these." That's a common response we get to people in those chairs. So anyhow, it's
folks, you can't believe it. You can't believe all the things that happen. This is totally a unique experience.
Yeah, it sure is. And by the way, we have one in our studio. So if you'd like to arrange a free, no obligation test drive in the miracle chair, you need only call us at 855-200-1776, press extension 3.
We need one at the K Fire studio.
Yeah, Steve wants to host the Bismarck model, as a matter of fact. So we have one heading for the oil patch soon. We have a Grand Forks and a Fargo test drive unit, and Steve wants one in the state capitol, Jerry, so we'll have to work on that, too. And, by the way, miraclechair.net is the website, miraclechair.net. If you want to see this thing in action, Mark and I actually demonstrate it in a little video you can see on the website and more details. And also, you can stop and see Jerry 2124 Gateway Drive, Grand Forks. So get your fireworks 5 miles west on Highway 2, right off I-29, and then just head the other way on Highway 2, which turns into Gateway Drive. And at 2124 Gateway Drive, you'll find the Gold Silver Exchange and the Miracle Chair right there. Or you can give them a call at 701-746-9950. Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We thought since we started the week with you, Jerry, we'd end the week with you, okay?
All right. It sounds good. One quick thing. We've gotten in, I think, 5 or 6 containers of fireworks for this coming year. And so we've got the new stuff that's come out. So we've got some real nice new fireworks that do the light of the sky in beautiful color.
I love it. Fantastic.
All right.
Great way to ring in the new year. Thank you, Jerry. The generous one.
He is generous.
When you think fireworks, you think Generous Jerry's Fireworks, and hope folks stop by. And they are a proud Freedom Club member, unafraid.
He's
bold, the best, absolutely. All right, our big question today, New Year's Eve fireworks, normal or nuts? You let us know what you think, and the UPS and FedEx ruining Christmas for some. Is that normal or nuts? I think that is. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who wrote this commentary, but here's the headline of the commentary. UPS and FedEx ruin Christmas and prove that Republicans are wrong about killing the post office. All right, so in other words, government-run post office, good, evil UPS and FedEx, you know, bad, they ruin Christmas. First of all, the whole idea that a delay in the arrival of a present would ruin Christmas is such an assault on common sense and the true reason of the season. It's just mind-boggling, isn't it?
It's like this girl that called up all grieved that they'd had all the religions of the world have a holidays program, and they had a Muslim going along talking about Allah and different things. They had Hanukkah candles. Then they had two kids walk across the stage saying, guy said, do you believe in Christmas? Yeah, what does that mean to you? Santa Claus and presents. See, and then they march off the stage. If the absence of a thing can ruin Christmas, then you don't have Christmas. It could just as well be Kwanzaa, a totally made-up thing in 1966 by a radical black studies professor out in California. Totally made up to detract from Christmas.
Yeah. Crazy. I think that's totally nuts, by the way. Totally nuts.
Another thing, think about the efficiencies. If they want to really compare, let's see who's got black ink, UPS or the post office.
And I don't want to pile on the, you know, good, well-meaning folks that work for the post office.
Oh, they work hard. Great people.
They do. But the system is, I mean, any fair comparison of the efficiency of the United States Postal Service and the fiscal soundness of it compared to the private sector of how UPS or FedEx work is just, you know, night and day.
All you got to do is look and see, is FedEx there? Is UPS there? Because if they didn't have profit, they wouldn't exist.
Exactly. One emailer says, and I think this is a point worth at least broaching here. If your present didn't arrive in time for Christmas, okay, what responsibility do you bear of ordering it on the 22nd or the 23rd? Or, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean,
really good point.
Yeah. You know what I'd really love? I'd love a Christmas where stuff that you wrap to give to one another is just totally banned.
Stuff that you wrap?
I mean, in other words, I don't want to say a present-free Christmas, because the present can be, you know, an act of kindness. It can be, you know, share a meal. It could be, you know.
But I think you did a wise thing yesterday, taking Haley out after Christmas to the outrageous sales, taking her, having great family time and getting like 25 cents off on the dollar.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, in other words, I would be very happy if there was nothing under the tree.
Oh.
In other words, that it wasn't about stuff I'm getting and what am I opening, that it was simply about, you know, because I think that distracts from the reason for the season. Now, the premise behind it, Mark, Merry Christmas, there's a gift for you, right? And that exchange, that's nice in the gestures there, but I think, you know, we get caught up in stuff.
It would be hard to sell to kids, though.
Well, of course it would. Well, maybe we'd exempt the kids.
Have you noticed the older you get, the less you
just
care about what you're, you know, what do you need?
Don't want a thing.
You know,
dumb.
I've got these beautiful socks that got a red toe and a blue toe.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well,
for my granddaughter.
Brad in Grand Forks wants to weigh in on this UPS question. Brad, do you think it's normal or nuts that there's actually commentary out there that suggests that UPS and FedEx have ruined Christmas and proved the Republicans are wrong about killing the post office.
Well, like the text message I sent you, you know, claiming that the UPS or the post office is better than UPS is like claiming the having Obamacare is better than not having Obamacare. Yeah, I mean, it's just ludicrous. I mean, you've got two companies, FedEx, UPS, and even then, beyond that, you've got Speedy and DHL and some of these others that, I mean, they're making money hand over fist because they're doing it right. And then you've got the post office that's just, you know, I mean, swimming in red ink. And what's interesting is I ordered something from Amazon and I ordered it late and it was my fault. And it actually told me this will not arrive before Christmas. It'll show up on the 26th. And guess what? It showed up on the 24th. It came 2 days early, and it showed up on time. And unfortunately, I forgot to update my address, so it sent it to my old address, but sent back, and they had to reshift it. But that was my fault. That wasn't their fault. It actually showed up 2 days early. And, you know, so this is it's typical liberal wanting more government control over things because they're just that way. You know, the only delay that I've noticed in shipping is the miracle chair, Scott, that you ordered for me. It has not arrived yet. I'm just waiting on
it. It hasn't arrived. Darn it, anyway. Mark, would you get on that?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I lifted this one in here. 260-pound chair, so you get it delivered to your place. It is, but it's great one. Well, it's solid. That's part of the beauty of it. It's a solid machine.
All right, Brad. Well, trust me, it's coming. All right, but
all right.
It's too heavy for UPS or FedEx. It has to come by some sort of freight truck. Appreciate the call.
Well, I may have to deliver it myself then.
Exactly, you have to deliver it yourself. Look for it on your truck. Yes. Keep an eye out. Thank you, Brad. Nice to hear from you. 855-200-1776. All right, UPS and FedEx ruin Christmas and prove that Republicans are wrong about killing the post office, says the columnist Jason Easley. Is that normal or is that nuts? Will you tell me? 855-200-1776. He says people across the country got to look at what package delivery will look like if the postal service is privatized after both UPS and FedEx ruined Christmas by being able to deliver holiday packages on time. Now, first of all, again, Did we deliver on time, or do we order late?
But also,
UPS admitted that some children would not receive their Christmas gifts on time because their system could not keep up with demand. By the way, that's a good problem. I mean, that's a problem, but that's a good problem. That suggests that.
And where did they get their big surge in business from? The post office, where you stand in line for 5 hours getting ready to deliver something.
We understand the importance of your holiday shipments. However, the volume of air packages in our system exceeded the capacity of our network, a spokesman for FedEx said. We're sorry that there could be delays, and we're contacting affected customers who have shipments available for pickup. Things were so bad at FedEx, writes the columnist, that local depots were overwhelmed with packages to the point where they didn't attempt to make deliveries. The AP confirmed that the delivery issues impacted Alabama, California, Georgia, Kansas, Louisiana, Nevada, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, and Virginia. Some people will blame the customer for waiting until the last minute to place their order, but the problems at UPS and FedEx illustrate why the Republican plan to kill the post office would be a total disaster. Here's a good one. As private companies, UPS and FedEx have no incentive to make sure they have the amount of capacity needed to handle a last-minute holiday flood of orders. You've got to be kidding
me. No incentive. The guy has never read Economics 101. All the incentives in the world to keep your customers happy.
He says the main incentive is to maximize profit, not serve the public. You don't get profit without serving the public, you dumb.
Do you realize these people actually believe this?
They do.
Obama believes this. Kaka.
Is that anything to do with the Kwanzaa? Kaka Kwanzaa?
They have the Kaka dance.
They have a Kaka dance?
The Kwanzaa Kaka dance.
Is that right?
Kaka some more. Kaka, Kaka some more. Yep.
UPS and FedEx are good businesses, but they can't replace the U.S. Postal Service. In fiscal year 2013, the USPS turned a $660 million profit delivering the mail. The red ink that Postal Service is drowning in is caused by the ridiculous requirement that they must pre-fund retiree health care benefits. Well, now he's talking some sense.
See, and where does that come from?
Yes.
The union.
The government.
The radical union with their outrageous pensions.
Yeah. The fiasco at UPS and FedEx has proven Republicans wrong. The private sector can't do it better. America needs the United States Postal Service.
All right. There you go.
I don't think anybody has suggested that we could do without the U.S. Postal Office. The point is, you know, get in the game. Get efficient.
Crying out loud.
Do you think we ought to just abolish the post office and just let the private sector deliver the mail? Should that be a government function?
I don't know. It was something all the way back to Ben Franklin. It's really important to have correspondence, but I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind that the UPS and FedEx could deliver. You'd have to have provision, though, for the rural areas. You would have to. I mean, these rural, you've got to have, people shouldn't have to drive 30 miles to get mail, you know, or 40 miles. There would have to be some accommodation, but there is. Look at the Valley, you know, Tennessee Valley Electrical Authority, rural water cooperatives. I believe it could be handled more efficiently. Yes.
All right, folks, we've got to do a little sports here. Steve Sports Saturday. Steve Hallstrom will be up here in a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about what he'll preview, what he'll be talking about tomorrow, 9 to 11 a.m. here on AM 1100 The Flag. And obviously we'll talk about the Bison and the trip to Frisco. We'll talk about the new head coach at the University of North Dakota, Fighting Sioux. He's going to talk a little more head hockey, too. How'd your Timber Puppies do?
Well, they're getting ready for their next win.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They did so well.
But something great happened is a lot of my friends, I used to preach in Wisconsin, you know. Rogers is making, he's going to play on Sunday.
How about that? Now, is the coach going to go to Chicago or what's going on there?
Well, no, they're all going to Chicago, hopefully to win and be in the playoffs. They're behind by half a game or something.
But isn't there some question of whether...
There is all kinds of brouhaha going on.
A lot of sort of like the Bison and the Wyoming. Sounds like players may be leaving. Sounds like coaches may be leaving. Steve will have more on that in a minute here, too.
Right. And then one other interesting battle, it looks like. And then Denver, this is an amazing story. Already, Peyton Manning has thrown for 51 touchdowns. All-time record in he passed Brady, who had 50 of touchdowns in a season. Now he's 265 yards short of the greatest yard total in the season. So on Sunday, with one game to remaining, he could have two of the legs of the greatest season ever, and then if he should get MVP and Super Bowl, it will be by far the greatest quarterback year in the history of mankind.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Yeah. 265 yards on Sunday for Peyton.
I love him, too. I mean, he's just an all-American, you know.
Worked so hard. Everybody said he had no chance to rehab his shoulder. No chance. And here he is. 51 touchdowns. He could end up with 55. The previous all-time record was 50. And, you know.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Nice day today. Not so nice tomorrow.
No.
And we're going to have literally it's almost 40 today in the oil patch. And by 5 p.m. tomorrow, it'll be 10 below.
And then with windshield, you go zip down. And then it looked like even maybe 20 below by Sunday. Is that right?
Unbelievable. Yeah. So it's going to cool off. There is a winter advisory we're watatching. But today, enjoy. Fargo, 27 at this hour. Grand Forks, cloudy at 26. Jamestown, clear, 36. Devil's Lake, 34 and clear. Wahpeton, 30 and clear. Valley City, 30. 2 degrees in clear skies. Over Minnesota, Fergus Falls, 28 scattered clouds. Thief River, clear and 27. Alexandria, 27. 32 some scattered clouds in Detroit Lakes in the oil patch right now. Tioga and Stanley are 32. Williston at 35. Minot, 36. Over Sydney, Montana, 39 degrees. Steve Sports Saturday update next on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social cookie decorating. Bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires. Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle. Live entertainment of the 502 restaurant and the big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Scott Hinnon along with Steve Hallstrom here to preview tomorrow's Steve Sports Saturday, which folks on AM 1100 will hear from 9 to 11 a.m. Merry Christmas, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Well, Bison fans are getting a big Christmas present, getting all set for Frisco, Texas, and a chance at a third national crown. That's really dominating the sports news these days, isn't it?
You're right about that. There are so many stories with this team. There are the 24 seniors that are going to be going out, hopefully, with a bang here in a couple weeks. There's a coaching staff that is on its way, by and large, to the University of Wyoming. And then there are a handful of guys left at NDSU that will be taking things over from Craig Bohl. Chris Kleiman will be leading the charge as the head coach, and he has a couple assistants that will be staying with him. But it's a very interesting situation up at NDSU. It has to be odd business these days because we're getting reports now that a handful of the kids that were offered scholarships by Craig Bohl at NDSU have now been offered scholarships by Craig Bohl at Wyoming. And so it'll be interesting to see how many of those kids commit to which schools, if any, and how that all plays out and if that creates any drama behind the scenes. I think it's probably some pretty interesting things going on behind the scenes up at NDSU right now.
Wasn't there something in Craig's contract that prevented him from offering that or talking to students about that?
I think there were definitely things that were talked about there, and there were some clauses about kids that had come with. I believe that those were kids that had committed to North Dakota State that were sort of off limits. I think recruiting the kids that had not committed yet, that's a pretty fair game, I think, to anybody.
Oh, boy. Well, do we know yet how many total coaches will leave, how many total coaches will stay?
Yeah, it looks like about six will go and about three of them will stay. I think for NDSU, one of the key coaches that's going to stay is Jim Kramer, the strength and conditioning coach. And he had been such a vital part of what NDSU has done over the last few years. I really thought that he would be one of the guys that Craig Bull would make sure went with him out to Laramie, but it sounds like he'll be staying in Fargo. So Coach Kleiman has a very good ally in the weight room with the off-season program, and if you talk to anybody at NDSU about the success of that program, they all point to Jim Kramer as a guy who's had a tremendous amount to do with the success that they've had.
Well, this is going to be fascinating. The Bison will be a heavy favorite against Towson, won't they?
Yeah, I think someone said the early Vegas line was somewhere around 13 to 14 points. I think that's probably about right. These teams both play a very methodical style of offense. You wouldn't think that this will be a 40 to 38 kind of a shootout. You'd think this might be one of those that's played in the mid-20s or so. Towson's got a very good running back, a very physical defense. They want to do the same things against NDSU that NDSU wants to do to them.
By the way, the team up north there that used to be quite a rival with the Bison, the Fighting Sioux, have a new coach, and the new coach in Bubba Schweigert, who comes returns actually to the University of North Dakota this time as the top man. What do folks think about that?
I think it's a really interesting hire. I think it is an attempt to do two things, Scott. I think it's an attempt to connect with a fan base. It feels like they knew Bubba Schweigert well. Many of them did. He's a guy from the area, coached so well, really helped Dale Lennon pioneer that great 3-4 defense that was such a force in Division II for so many years. So I think they're trying to tap into those familiar feelings of the championship era back in the 2000s, early 2000s with Dale Lennon. And Bubba Schweigert was a huge part of that. And I think it's another, the other big piece there is it's an attempt to tie into the defensive tradition of UND. Because I think that UND in the past probably 2 to 3 years under Chris Musselman, the defense just hasn't been the kind of championship defense that folks in Grand Forks and that area had really grown to appreciate. So I think they're trying to tap into some good history and a guy who really knows defense very well. I think it's a pretty good hire for them. My first thought was, boy, I wonder if they're just trying to go back to recapture the glory days and instead of looking to the future. But I think it's probably what UND needs now. It's certainly a guy that will bring a commitment to defense. When you've got a good defense guy, you know as well as I do, you've got a chance to win just about any ball game you're in.
9 to 11 tomorrow at Steve Sports Saturday. Those will be a couple of hot topics after, obviously, the big stories of the week. Anything else you'll be chatting about tomorrow?
Yeah, the Moorhead High Boys hockey team is playing in a big tournament in the Twin Cities. We'll be talking about that. Also, the Summit League transitions from non-conference basketball play to conference play here after the first of the year. And our good friend Greg Steeman from Midco Sportsnet will join us to preview the men's and women's basketball races. We'll talk a lot about NDSU season. They started off pretty well, had that loss up at UND, an embarrassing loss. But since then, they've gotten some very nice wins, and it looks like they're heading into conference play on a high note. So we'll talk about that and have people call in with their suggestions on if you're going to drive to Frisco, which I've decided I'm going to do, take my son down there. We're looking for some advice on a good halfway stop and things to do while we're down there. So we'll open the phone lines and have some fun talking about some good ideas to do if you're planning on making the drive.
We're taking What's on Your Mind down there, too, so we'll be broadcasting Thursday and Friday, actually, Thursday from the George W. Bush Presidential Library. Can't go to Dallas and not see the new Bush Library. And then, of course, on Friday from the team hotel and Saturday for all the tailgating fun. So it should be lots of fun, folks. Tune in AM 1100, Steve Sports Saturday, 9 to 11 Saturday, and, of course, next weekend as well. And then don't forget to join our special coverage of the trip to Frisco for a third bite at the apple. Steve, good to talk to you. Take care.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too. Steve Hallstrom from Steve Sports Saturday. You can catch him 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 1100 The Flag live at Vision Bank, 3000 25th Street South in Fargo. Stop in and see Dan Carey, Bill Kuzis, Scout, that beautiful black lab. How many banks have a piano, a fireplace, and a dog hanging around, and a whole lot of smiling faces? Love that Vision Bank. Freedom Club member, too. Tell them Scott sent you, 3000 25th Street, South Fargo. Steve will be there tomorrow, 9 to 11, with Steve's Sports Saturday.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.